is essentially a dream. It is a dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers. The substance of the dream is expressed in these profound words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life.
I guess if I was to finish that, I'd say life, liberty, and the right to pursue the local president of 304 position. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, again, just trying to keep it jovial, but always so sincere. Again, just with another message to my branch. Come on, family, we got to get this thing together. The longer I'm out of office, trust me, it is not getting any better. And I'm through talking bad about anybody. I only want to talk good about me. Again, we are missing golden opportunities to file grievances and to really hold management accountable for a lot of things that's going on in that office right now. Trust me when I tell you, I don't have to be there to know what goes on, but I think that we can make an effect. We can have a greater impact on making sure management adheres to the contract. Again, once we understand what the contract says, or we get on one accord with what or how we're going to process what it says. I feel this, it feels kind of strange to campaign for a position, get the position, and now I got to campaign to do the position. And a lot of people would say, "Hey, man, just set up and take the money and run." I didn't become a president to take the money and run. I became a president to assist in improving the quality of our work life. And I know that sounds really crazy because you don't hear a lot of that being spoken from your union leadership. But, hey, an overhaul is needed. We got to understand that the current leadership may not reflect what it is the new workforce desires to take place. And again, I want to be that kind of president that listens to you and make your concerns my issues, not dismiss your concerns, because I want to bring back the days when elected officials work for the people who elected them. If it's important to you, then it's important to me. Doesn't really matter how I feel about it. The fact that you elect me to be your voice means I'm going to be your voice. And I know that might sound foreign because nobody does that anymore. Well, guess what? I'm going to bring it back. So, again, another quick postal rap session this morning about, yes, I still have a strong passion and desire to be your branch president. It's not too late. 1 year with Kenny Hodge in office, I'm probably going to get the work done. 6 years of anybody else anyway. So all I need now is I need a little help sending a message to the national because the local don't want to hear it because BIP is protecting BIP and not even be thinking about looking out for the branch or the union as a whole. All he cares about is nobody gets to see the work that Kenny Hodge is capable of doing, thereby, so he thinks, guarantees him another 3 years as your local president. But I'm here to tell you that is not going to happen. Vote Kenny Hodge, next local 304 president. And more importantly, how about giving me a hand, getting me back in my branch president? Hey, I need your help, members, because if you help me, I guarantee I'm going to continue to help you. Have a great day, and I will talk to you again on Saturday morning.